Good morning, and I'm Mike McMullen. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, and the chamber was founded in 1924, so we are celebrating 90 years as a chamber, which I think is pretty awesome. I've been around here for four of those years, so I'm pretty humbled, actually. We have over 500 business members, and we build lifelong relationships, and we promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. So my guest today is somebody very special to me. In fact, probably my favorite employee from Carroll Hospital Center, and that's Marcia McMullen. She's a registered nurse and the coordinator of the Center for Breast Health at Carroll Hospital Center. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Mike.
And for anybody out there listening who may not know, and that's probably everybody, Marcia's actually my wife of 30 years.
Yep.
Right? As I say, 30 years. Together for 32, but 30 years. That probably doesn't sound good that I'm like questioning. 30 years?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. Okay, so listen. So aside from being the center's coordinator and my wife, you're also the nurse navigator, correct?
That's right.
All right, so tell me a little bit of what does a nurse navigator do?
A nurse navigator is somebody that kind of comes alongside patients and helps them coordinate their care, help them with appointments, help them with resources and information that they may need while going through their journey of their illness. Mine's breast cancer navigation, but we have a number of navigators at Carroll Hospital Center, but that's the role that I participate in.
Excellent. Thanks. All right, so October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which, as I understand, is an annual campaign to raise awareness of this disease. And the hospital has a big event that's happening actually today, right?
Yes, it is, in a little while.
What is that event?
This is the Pink Fling. It is our annual fundraiser. And this year, the proceeds to this event go to the Center for Breast Health. So we're super excited about this day today.
Now, it's too bad that people at this point can't get a ticket because you guys are all sold out. So they can start getting ready to come to next year's event. But if they wanted to help a little bit with this cause, how could they do that? If they wanted to give some money, is there a way that they could still do that?
Yes, there is. In fact, we sold out about a week ago, but what they could do if they were interested in donating to the Center for Breast Health, the best way to do that is one of two ways, either call the Carroll Hospital Center Foundation, 410-871-6200, or that's probably the best way.
Okay.
They can direct them then.
That sounds good. Well, tell me a little bit about the Pink Fling. What's going to happen? What do they do? I mean, you're going to be there, right?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get invited. What's the deal with that?
You're going to be watching grandkids that day.
Oh, that's true.
So the Pink Fling is an opportunity for survivors of breast cancer to get together and people that really are involved in breast cancer to celebrate, really, survivorship as well as just camaraderie and being the month that we recognize breast cancer. We typically have some nice hors d'oeuvres. We have a silent auction. This year we have over 100 silent auction items.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
We have an awesome speaker. We have a survivor speaker. Actually, we have a couple survivor speakers. We have a wonderful meal together, so it's a wonderful day.
And this is quite the event. I mean, this has been going on for a while, for like a number of years.
It started back in 2000, in the year 2000, and it's just grown exponentially, as has the whole hospital.
Oh, that sounds awesome. How many folks usually come to it?
There's going to be about 240 people attending.
So I think people need to get on the phone tomorrow morning and start to get their name on the list for next year.
Might not be a bad idea.
All right, very good. All right, what else I'm going to ask you here? Oh, what can you tell us about the Center for Breast Health? It's relatively new, as I understand, because I know you've been there only a short time.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The Center for Breast Health is located kind of on the hospital campus in the Fisher Medical Building. We are Suite 230, and we are a center that sees ladies for breast health or breast cancer, and we see you know, a number of patients. We're right across the street. We're right across the hall from Advanced Radiology. So we're very convenient, in a very convenient location in that regard. We do have surgeons that do block time at the breast center to see our patients. And we are just getting ready to hire another full-time employee to help with the day-to-day functions of the center. So we are getting busy.
That's cool. Well, let me ask you, why is it important to our community to have such an outstanding Center for Breast Health right here in Carroll County?
I think the biggest and best idea I can say is you don't need to drive to get excellent breast care. It is right here in your backyard. We have all the state-of-the-art care, and we have excellent treatments and, you know, physicians. So it's the convenience.
Okay, which obviously makes sense. So tell me a little bit more about your role at the center as the actual coordinator.
I kind of oversee the day-to-day operation of the breast center, but I'm also have a lot of patient contact, which I love because I get to do that with this job. So I do see primarily a lot of the women that are coming in for the reason they're coming back for a diagnostic mammogram and they need a biopsy. So I will chat with them about information and resources and see if they're interested in following through the center. Many of them choose to, in coordination with their primary care doctors, and come back and have a visit with one of our surgeons to do their follow-up care. So that's kind of, we have women, sometimes men, coming in all day long, and I love it because I do get that patient contact. As far as being the coordinator, I just oversee all the other things about the center. And like I said, we are getting very busy and very excited to be having our, this will be, aside from myself, two full-time employees.
You guys are really growing. Yeah, so what are your hours when you guys are open, when you know, folks can actually come in there? Are you open on the weekends or no, just during the week?
Yeah, we are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 o'clock, okay. Regular business hours.
All right. All right, once again, if people want to contribute to this great cause and if they can't be at the Pink Fling, how would they do that?
Okay. Call Carroll Hospital Center Foundation, 410-871-6200. If they want to go on the hospital's main website and watch a video of the breast center, they're more than welcome to do that. CarrollHospitalCenter.org, and you will see it there. You can just click right on it.
Great. One question I did not mention I was going to ask you before because it just occurred to me. Since this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, how often should ladies come in to get an actual checkup?
Well, the American Cancer Society's guidelines are that women start getting mammograms at age 40. That age goes down when there's family history or for other reasons, but that's we typically follow all the American Cancer Society's guidelines.
Okay. Thanks. You were telling me a little bit earlier about your exciting new peer mentorship program.
Yes, we're very excited about this new program. We started last year, and we train our peer mentors who have been through cancer treatment and are now, well, we consider cancer survivors the day they get their diagnosis, but they're on the other side of survivorship, and they want to give back. So typically, we have a training, and then we match them up to patients that could need, you know, just somebody to walk alongside them in this journey. We are proud to say that we're having our second training at the end of this month. We originally trained 8 mentors and have probably menteed at least 8, if not 12 women. And we have 5 new ladies coming up to be mentors in our next training. So it's just a great program, and we're really proud of it.
Well, that's excellent. Oh, well, once again, I'm talking to Marcia McMullen, who is a registered nurse and the coordinator of the Center for Breast Health at Carroll Hospital Center. Marcia, is there anything else you wanted to say about anything?
And this has been just really fun doing this with my husband. I've been enjoyed myself. So, yay, Pink Fling today.
That sounds great. Listen, thanks so much, Mark, for all the good information and for being on Chamber Chat with me this morning.
You're welcome, Mike.
I had a couple announcements from the Chamber. The Chamber is going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day from March 11th through the 18th this coming year. We have some tickets left. We lose our lock on those tickets this week, actually tomorrow. Monday. So if you want to go, if you've thought about it, now's the time to call me. It is a great deal. It'll be a lot of fun. We're also offering our fall membership special right now. It's the best time of the year to join the Chamber. So if you have a business or you know someone who does, you pay for next year, you get the rest of this year for free. So you're really getting 15 months for the price of 12. At our lowest fee, that's something like $22 a month. You can make that up in the events alone that you come to that we have that are free. So we'd encourage you to please give us a call. So you can reach the Chamber online and look at our actual calendar of events at carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. You can always stop in and visit us at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next to Giulia Nova's Italian Grosseria. You guys all know Billy. So thank you so much for listening. to us this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family or friends today, and God bless.